Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wait, what mix is it?
32, I think.
All right, let's go.
31.
Let's do it. 32, I think.
32. Are you ready?
Halala Show, season 2, mix number
32.
Yeah, welcome to the Halala Show, everybody. It's been a while. It's been a week.
It's been a while. It is 26 minutes after the curfew. And the purge. Do you have the purge?
No, you still ring? Have it there?
We have it here in our barangay. Like, they have a siren that goes off at 8 p.m. and it sounds like people can go out and murder other people. Like the purge. I swear, kulang na lang yung, this is an emergency broadcast.
Anyway, to all the new listeners of the Halala Show, welcome to the podcast. This is where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. But we also have a little bit of structure that we will explain to you right now.
Yes, we start with, you know, talking about our lives, what we did throughout the week, and it's called Where You Been? And then after that, we have the TT.
The TT is the trending topics for today. We have some more COVID stuff and also some budget-related stuff regarding the DOH and billions of pesos.
Ang pera ng sambayanan.
Yes.
Tandaan mo.
Also, something happening in Cebu regarding PUV drivers, what the governor of Cebu is requiring them to do now in response to COVID. And some more light stuff. We have entertainment news about Avatar: The Last Airbender, the live-action Netflix show that they're mm-hmm. making. They finally have a cast. And it looks pretty good, man, if you ask me. And then we have some odd diba that you found. Some odd diba.
Yes. And it talks about the future.
Okay.
Whoa.
Teaser. but shall we begin with Where You Been? You want to go first or I'll go first?
Okay. So yeah, I'll go first because it's. I feel like it's going to be a short one.
Surely.
Okay. So it is the second. Is it the second week of ECQ? Or
it
just
is.
The first week? Okay, second
first,
week.
Like, yeah, first week and a half.
Like
pretty much
full
so.
First week
yes,
of
yes.
ECQ. Mm-hmm. It's been a little slow because, you know, we have been managing the coffee counter, but because we want to comply with all of the rules, and of course we want rules with a Z, okay? And then also we want to keep people safe. You know, it's been really slow, which I'm not complaining because I get it. So I've just been there, you know, mastering the craft. No, just kidding. just
would you say you've learned something? Like, what's your newest skill now?
Oh, you know what? I have been learning a lot recently because, you know, we open every day and my partner and, you know, the baristas come and go. They teach me a lot of stuff. We taste different types of coffee, you know, they're roasting and everything. It's like, it's a whole different world for me. So I'm just so amazed at how much that you can actually learn in that industry and that it can actually be a career path. Mm-hmm. Anyway. This week I was trying to, or I have been steaming a lot, you know, to create like latte art and shit. And I'm like,
oh, it is, shit.
It's not easy, dude. I've been making a lot of foam blobs. So I can make you a foam blob what? Next time you come around, dude.
What is your most master. Successful art coffee?
Oh, this one accidental done. One that I made and I ruined it because when I made the accidental heart, mm-hmm. I laughed and then it got ruined. Because I couldn't believe that I made like a tiny, tiny heart with, you know, with milk and steam foam.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard that I ruined it. And I'm like, no. What the I didn't even get the chance to take a photo or whatever. But yeah, it's been fun and okay. I'm really thankful for that. So Yeah, we've just been managing, we've been coping. So, you know. Oh, also earlier today, just today, I met a Legia fan, Sai.
Oh,
Sai,
cool.
You know, got coffee with her friend Sugar, and they got bottled coffee as well for the whole week. Because usually people do that, like they order like 5 bottles of coffee for the whole week,
yeah,
so that they don't have to go out, which makes so much sense. Yeah, and then yeah, I've been working out a lot as well. You know what I realized? Okay, I realized that the more you work out, okay, I know this is like, it may sound stupid, the more you work out, the more food that you're gonna eat. Because I feel like my whole life I've been told that for you to get thin, you work out a lot and you eat less, which is so impossible. It's impossible and not sustainable, because when you move, you need you need fuel for your body.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been repeating to myself this week, that you can't have this hate relation, like love-hate relationship with food. You just have to love it, because you know it gives you energy, it gives you a clear head, it gives what do you call this, like food for your muscles to grow. So I've just been really working on my fitness. She's my witness. No, but I have been I've been working out a lot this week, and I'm very thankful, and I just want to remind myself and my body that I'm just thankful that I'm alive. I've been I don't know. I know it sounds a little preachy. Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you a Tumblr quoter now?
I know, right? Pinterest is shaking.
You're Pinterest, huh?
No, but kasi alam mo yung na-realize ko yung ano ko, yung mortality ko.
Yeah.
You know that I do have a condition. And somebody pointed out kasi recently that they saw a big change with my body pertaining my weight, and not in a negative way. They weren't actually saying that, oh, why'd you get fat or whatever. They were just saying that they noticed the change. And I had to tell this person, actually publicly, I had to say that I was diagnosed, you know, with this condition, diabetes, and that I've been taking medication and every single day. Because they also said that, this person said that, oh, but type 2 is curable. And I wanted to point out that, yes, it is possible to reverse it. Actually, not cure, quote unquote. It's reverse. But it's a journey. I thought that I was going to be done with this in a year. But no, it's not that easy. I figured that out. So right now, I actually said that right now I'm in a happy place, that I'm actually, you know, I actually have a good relationship with food, because you can go on a downward spiral real fast when it comes to food.
Oh, I know.
Right?
I know, sister.
And it's like, it's the reason why it's a spiral, because it just goes on and on and on. It's every single day. And, you know, so I said that it's a journey. And right now I feel like I'm in a good place, that even though, let's say, I eat something, quote, unquote, junk today, I don't want to feel bad.
Yeah.
Because what I did is actually, what I ate wasn't actually bad. It's actually fuel for your body. And yeah, there, that's what I've been really working on these days, because, you know, I think I thought about my mortality because of, you know, this ECQ and, you know, people getting infected left and right. And I feel like, you know, it'll help me not just physically, but also mentally, you know, when it comes to exercising.
I get you.
So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I did cook something great earlier today. Let me tell you.
What you
cooked Korean style fried chicken.
Oh, I love Korean like fried boss. Chicken, man.
Like a boss.
Ang crispy ng chicken nila, no? I mean, is that what you did? Like, it's extra crispy?
Yeah,
like,
it's extra crispy, dude. And I'm like, I am surprised. Like, wife me the fuck up, dude.
What did you glaze it with? Normally, it's glazed. Okay. Did you glaze it with anything?
Okay, so I was thinking about making my own glaze, because, I mean, like, I can. But I thought I had extra, I had an extra pack of the Cajun sauce from the BTS meal.
Ooh.
So yeah, I put that all over my chicken. Like I tossed it in, you know, the Cajun sauce.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
you can get the Cajun sauce pala without getting the BTS meal. Like you can get it with regular nuggets.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. When I ordered, I did. So
damn. Game changer. Okay.
Game changer. Anyway. Now you know.
That's it. That's it.
Really. Finn?
Mm-hmm.
Just to touch on your point, your point about food, I've always had this issue with me and food as well. Like my relationship with food. My relationship with food it's always up and down. Sometimes I'm like, I'm okay. Sometimes I'm like, fuck, I hate food. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I can eat whatever I want. Mm. It's just such a, it just really is such a strange, like you really you have to kind of nail it down, right?
It's like difficult. And then you never thought that you would get in that place because as a kid, you could just eat whatever you want, right?
Indeed.
And I think a lot of people also don't realize that they have or they don't think about their relationship with food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've self-diagnosed myself with a food addiction, I feel like. I mean, and not to be facetious, like I really think that I have an addiction to food. It's very, it's difficult, man. It's difficult. Mm-hmm. Like I have this thing, like I get... If there's food in front of me, even though I'm so full, like super full, there's a part of me that like needs to eat it. It's so weird.
Yeah.
I know.
You know what I did the other day? Mm. And I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to make fun of it or whatever.
Yeah.
But I encountered, what do you call this? Hunger meditation?
Meditation?
No. Yeah. It's like that. It's like hunger meditation or,
oh.
Yeah, it's like that. Parang hunger. Tama nga ba? It's on YouTube.
Okay. I've got to look it up.
Yeah, parang ganon. Parang.
I Googled it right now. Hunger meditation. Guided meditation for food cravings. Really? There.
Yes. I listened to it one morning and it's actually a little helpful. And it's not, it doesn't use words that discourage you from eating. It's more like, positive reinforcements. You know what I mean? Shit. They use phrases like food is like what I said, like food is for your body. It's meant, it's meant to be eaten and it's meant to be enjoyed. Something like
that. Yeah, I'm seeing on Google right now, just like a quick kind of, glancing through it. It's kind of making you aware of your body so you're more aware of your hunger.
Yes.
Something like that. Oh.
But you know what? It's also hard to do every day, before a meal. Because before a meal, I try to think about how hungry I am and how I want to eat. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes if I don't think about it, I just binge. I binge like crazy think about what I want to eat. But when I do try to sit down before I eat, I say that, okay, I'm not going to finish this whole omelet. Mm. Then I don't, but if I don't think about it, I would just finish the whole thing.
Gets.
Even if I don't have to. But yeah, you guys can try that too. I don't know if that works. I tried it one time and I thought it was cool.
Okay.
Honestly.
Cool. I'll look into it if I ever have like crazy hunger pangs or whatever. But anyway, so my week started really good. I'm vaccinated. At least first dose, Rika G.
Yes,
yeah. Dude. Hey, Rika G, ask me what my vaccine is. Ask me.
I don't want to.
Oh,
I don't want to.
What's your vaccine? Oh, that's your cute. Vaccine? Oh, that's cute. Pfizer. You know, you might have heard of it, right? I got vaccinated in Pampanga. I was able to get a spot there because I'm actually addressed there on my, my family's from there. When I first moved here, I actually lived there. So I have my address there. So I was qualified. And the process was really quick, dude. If I got there, I got there early though. You know me, I like to be early for shit. So they opened at 8 a.m. But I thinking there was going to be a crazy long line because, apparently they'll pug Pfizer and daming, I don't know. Like people really just like all the slots are filled. Like everyone's there early. So I got there at 6:30 a.m. Yeah. A.M. And they were already letting people in. So I was like, oh shit, cool. I got in and out of there in about 45 minutes. It would have been actually faster if the doctor came out or whoever nurse doctor came out and said like just a few minutes because they have to get the Pfizer to like some sort of freezing temperature.
Yes, exactly. Right? That happened to me too. And yeah.
If it was already ready, like if it was already at that frozen whatever, I would have been out of there in probably half an hour.
Yeah.
It's so crazy mm-hmm. fast. So I have to go back in about 2 weeks. August 31 is my next dose. So at least by then I'll be fully vaccinated. So it feels nice. It feels nice.
Speaking of, sorry, before you continue, in relation to the vaccine, I was actually scheduled for my second dose this week, August 11, but then I didn't get anything. I was just like, okay, it says in my card that I should go back on August 11. So I did. I went to, the vaccination site and apparently the vaccines, they didn't arrive.
Oh, like, what?
Yeah, they're still in Russia.
Oh, fuck. they're fucking chilling over there.
So I was, I did? Okay. So, you know what I did? I was just so down and my energy was so down and I didn't feel like, it was not a good day. I bought half baliwag chicken and I ate it all.
Nice. That's genius.
Yeah, no, right. Russia. No, but yeah. I mean, I didn't really get mad or whatever because it's not really anybody's fault.
Yeah.
So I kind of just have to wait for my second dose.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it'll come. It'll come, right? It'll come mm-hmm. soon. So yeah, after that, I just came back home to Manila because, I wanted to get back here already because I don't really know a lot of people, because I posted on IG, right? A lot of people asked me regarding yung mga checkpoints or whatever. For me, I didn't have an issue. Like, there was one checkpoint when I exited San Fernando, but I rolled down my window and I just said, hey, I'm here to get vaccinated. I don't know. They waved me through. I don't think they were really like super strict. So I don't know. Take that with as you will. What other big stuff? Okay, so a big thing that happened in my life this week. Oh, two things, actually. When I drove there, I borrowed my friend's car and I reversed into a fucking wall, bro. So I had to...
What the fuck?
No, it's small lang. The taillight clack. So I had to replace it. So that cost me money. And then my refrigerator broke, man.
Oh, shit.
My freezer broke yesterday. So... I was like, oh shit, do I fix it? Because it's like a 5-year-old refrigerator. It was a budget refrigerator. I think it's from Whirlpool. And it was probably only like, I don't know, like 8K or something. Something mm-hmm. like less than 10K. And it lasted me 5 years. But the thing is, I didn't really take care of it either. Like, I didn't defrost it when I should have. There's a defrost feature there. So I waited another day and it didn't seem like it wasn't going to work. So I said, all right, fuck it. I'm going to get rid of it. So I bought a new one. It's coming probably this week. I'll let you know in the future. But it cost me... Oh, I've never spent so much on an appliance before. It's the first time I've bought an appliance.
Did you buy the one where you knock it?
No, I did not. That shit is so expensive.
It's so cool, though.
It's so cool, but it's so expensive. I wanted it. It's from LG, the one you can tap on the window and you can see the shit inside. But that's like 130K. I was like, no. Oh,
fuck.
No, I bought a Samsung one for, I think, $30,000 off of Lazada.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it because it has this feature called Prime Fresh, which is pretty dope. So, there's like the regular refrigerator and then there's a freezer. And then there's this little section that they have, a little technology called Prime Fresh, where you can keep frozen meat or meat. It'll be fresh for 7 days. And because my issue always has been defrosting meat when it's in the freezer and I'm too lazy to put it up. So now I can put meat that I'm going to, consume in the next 7 days.
It'll still be good.
That I'm going to beat, right? The meat that I'm going to beat, I could keep it for at least 6 or 7 days in the Prime Fresh. And I don't have to defrost it, or at least it's not hard to defrost. So yeah, I got that. I will update you all on like how it works whenever I get it, but I'm excited for it. I was bummed. I was really sad because that was my first ever refrigerator that I bought, the one that broke. Yeah. I was really sad. Like, I have this thing where if I get rid of something, if it breaks or if I have to just throw it away, I have this thing where you have to say goodbye to it, right? It's like a funeral. So
wait, where'd you put the broken one?
Oh, I had it disposed, e-waste, whatever.
I know, but like, You know what? That's what I never really think about. Like, where did all of my previous laptops and cell phones go?
Yeah, there's multiple services you could avail of.
I know, online. But where do they go? Like, if you think about it,
I think they recycle at least the ones that you, if you don't throw it like trash, if you do it like e-waste, they recycle it and they take the parts and whatever and make use of it. If you throw it into the trash, it just goes to the landfill, which is then really bad. That's why they recommend you don't throw e-waste. Away cell phones or batteries or whatever in the trash. Because that will fuck up the landfills in the future. Pretty crazy.
You know, that could actually be a good movie plot. You know, like you know how
I fucking hate Wally.
Yeah, and then make it like how they did Inside Out, but for all of the e-waste.
Oh yeah,
right.
Right, I get you.
Sausage Party. You remember that movie? You know when all the grocery stuff comes alive in the evening?
Then they have an orgy at the end.
What the fuck?
That movie was fucking wild. That movie was wild. I didn't really like it though, that movie. Like overall, it was whatever.
It was shocking, honestly. Yeah, like I don't know if I got turned on or whatever. First of all, it's a cartoon. Yeah. Second of all, these are like stuff that you see in the grocery store, and you never really think about sex when you do that.
Hey, speaking of cartoons that might turn you on, you like
that?
Wall-E. No, I watch a lot of stuff this week, including. Okay. Have you ever seen the Goofy movie, the original?
No. Oh, you mean like the an old movie?
Yeah, it's from the 1990 whatever. So, the probably. Goofy movie. There's a girl there. Her name is Roxanne. She's hot, bro. Trust me. She's like Lola Bunny.
You know what? I get it, because at one point I wanted to make out with BoJack Horseman. Okay. Kind of like sad boy hot. Okay.
Wait, BoJack Horseman only came out like 5-6 years ago.
I know. So I kind of get it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. All right. The Hala Hala Furry podcast. Right? Furry edition. Now, so I rewatched the Goofy movie. Fantastic songs on that. And I've said on record that Eye to Eye from Goofy movie is the best Disney song ever. Like, hands down.
What's that song again? I forgot.
When we listen to each other, it's the power line song. And then I went down a trip down memory lane watching movies that I grew up with. So I rewatched for the first time in a long time Pretty Woman. That movie is. Oh. Have you seen that movie, right? Pretty Woman.
Yeah, I've seen it multiple times. Yeah.
I always like, now that I'm older and I watched it, right? I don't understand how people see that as like a rom com. But I don't know. It's if you think about it, it's kind of a sad,
sad stereotype.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Like, okay, so rich white dude, right? They're like rescues woman who's a prostitute or whatever. I mean, there's moments and whatever, but it's still kind of weird.
Yeah, I get your point, because it kind of highlights. That idea that idea that, you know, people in the sex industry, they don't like what they're doing, and if they do get quote unquote saved, they right away like take that chance.
Yeah,
because you know what I like about My Favorite Murder, they're actually very sex positive there, that podcast, and they talk about sex workers as just normal workers, you know. That's their jobs, and it doesn't mean that they're in that industry. Or, you know, the adult film industry, it doesn't mean that they're there, that they want to get out. Sometimes it's their choice. That's what they want to do. Yep. And it's possible, you know?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. So I rewatched Pretty Woman. I rewatched The Princess Diaries, first time in a long time.
Genovia.
Fantastic movie. Still holds up really well. I did not know it was based off of a book series. And there are like 13 books right now, or 19 or something. Like, it's still going.
Wait. So the books came first.
The first movie came out, I think, like the same year as the book, or maybe a year prior or a year after the book came out. But then the second movie, Princess Diaries 2, is not based off of any of the books. So if you want to know the real story from Princess Diaries 1 onwards, like, you have to read the books, I think. That's my understanding.
Right.
Of, like, the Princess Diaries.
That iconic line, shut up!
I beg your pardon? Your Majesty. Nah, good movie, man. Like, solid, solid film. I watched the new Marvel, the show What If, the first episode of it. It's What If Sharon Carter Became Captain America. Solid. You can watch it on Disney Plus using NordVPN.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I also watched on Netflix this movie called Concrete Cowboy starring Idris Elba and I forgot his name, Caleb, I think, from Stranger Things, the black kid from Stranger Things, right? So, like, that was a really good movie, too. It's about cowboys in modern day Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Modern day?
Yeah, modern day. Like this year, like 2021, 2020. Like, there's actually a real, and it's based off kind of real life demographics. Like, there are actually cowboys in Philadelphia that kind of
what do they do? It.
They have horses there, like, next to, like, buildings. It's wild. It's Whoa. Pretty interesting. Yeah, I know. It's a really interesting thing. The story is about the guy, I forgot his name, the Caleb from Stranger Things, right? He's a troubled kid, and his mom sends him to live with his dad, who's a concrete cowboy. And it's how he grows up and whatever. Yeah, there's one aspect where you learn about this whole subculture, and there's the other aspect of the, you know, coming of age, learning how to become a better son, and then they mend their relationship. Very stereotypical, or very common tropes that you see in those kind of movies. But it was good. I enjoyed it. It's on Netflix too, Concrete Cowboy. Idris Elba.
Wait.
Were you going to say something? Is that...
Wait lang. Because I just remembered a bunch of stuff that I listened to and...
And what?
A bunch of stuff that I watched. Every time, you know, this always happens. Like, I forget about it when it's my hello.
Yes, I hear you. Hello? I hear you.
Like, I forget about it when I do my where you been, okay. And then when you start talking about yours, I'm like, oh right, I did watch something new today. Okay. So I'm just gonna pile on that.
Go. I'm fin anyway.
Oh, so. You're fin. Okay. So I watched, but I did not like fully finish it. You know how I am with.
Yes.
New stuff. Mm. I tried to watch and still watching Hello, My Name is Doris. And you know what? I feel like I have a solid reason why I do this all the time. Like, okay. I watch something and then I stop in the middle. It's because I like it. It's because I don't want it to end. I know that I will like it. So I'm now, I think, like 30 minutes in Hello, My Name is Doris. Mm-hmm. And I also watched, I'm actually almost done with the Amanda Knox documentary.
Oh, I have a crazy story about Amanda Knox.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I really like it. So I'm almost done. And I actually heard like a bunch of I listened to a bunch of podcasts already about Amanda Knox. So, you know, nothing really new. And I listened to this, what do you call this? One podcast episode this is, I believe, from Inquirer. Mm-hmm. Teka lang, wait lang. I have to search for it. I am so sorry.
That's okay. But Amanda Knox, for people who don't know, she was a college student from Washington State.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she was studying in Italy. And then there was like this series of events and her roommate winded up dead.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, there was no proof of who did it or whatever. So there was, it was years, like this trial went on for years. They were, you know, did she do it? Did her and who else was accused? Her boyfriend or the ex-boyfriend of the one who died, something like that. Like, you just look into the case, but there were people who were accused. And then she was acquitted in, I think, 2014, 2015. Mm. He finally got acquitted. After years, I was still in high school when this was happening.
Yes, 2015.
And I know this.
She got acquitted. Yeah,
I was invested in it because my cousin went to Washington State University, University of Washington, and they were friends. They were seatmates.
What do you mean, like Amanda Knox?
Yeah, Amanda Knox. Like, he knew her.
Oh,
yeah. So he was always, you know, he was always like, you know, he stood behind her innocence, knowing her. So he was, you know, really super invested in the case too. But that's how I knew about Amanda Knox. I was like, Yvonne, who's Amanda Knox? And it's like, oh, no, she was my, you know, my friend. And look at all the shit that's happening in Italy. So, yeah, pretty crazy. Like, there is that connection at all to Amanda Knox. Really wild.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. That's strange, wild. I guess.
Yeah, strange, man.
That's
strange.
Wild. That's yeah, wild, dude. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I did watch the documentary of Amanda Knox. And I highly, highly, highly recommend this next thing that I listened to. Mm. Okay, so this is actually the podcast of Inquirer. So it's called Ox Lang, and it talks about OPM. So the host is... Tina Arceo Dumlao. There we go. Mm. So she's the host. And she recently interviewed Enigma. If you guys don't know Enigma, Enigma is the MC and the creator and the mind behind Flip Top. So she picked his brain. And this is one of the, I don't know, because probably because I'm so into OPM and, of course, you know, the genre of hip hop. Mm. It's just, I felt like I learned a lot of stuff, you know, just listening to the podcast. So anyway, the podcast is called Ox Lang, A-U-X, like Ox. Okay. Ox Lang, OPM All Day. And you guys can search for it on Spotify. Please listen to Enigma's episode. He is so well-versed in the world of OPM hip-hop. It is amazing how much he knows and, you know, how he talks about it. It's literally... because I talked to a person, I talked to somebody like a producer recently who creates music here in the Philippines. And I just randomly asked him and I was like, wait lang, may mga aso ah. I randomly asked him, what is that deal with, you know, how people look at OPM, you know, or specifically with hip hop, like OPM hip hop. And he was like, I think it's because of, you know, parang it came from how people look at it in the era of novelty rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mga, you know, where
mumble
where
rap, they, mga ganun.
I don't know, like novelty Filipino rap.
Oh, Filipino rap. Okay.
Yeah, where it's like parang pang jeproks, pang jologs. That's how they marketed it.
Yeah.
But right now, obviously, you know, things are changing. And actually, yun yung pinag-usapan ni Enigma in that episode. So I highly, highly recommend you guys listen to Ox Lang, A-U-X Lang. And it's
parang
cool.
Oxcord, yeah.
Yeah, Oxcord. And then... if you look at the podcast art, the episode art, it looks like that, I don't know, the jeepney lettering, you know, that you see.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So I highly recommend that podcast. As in, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And wala lang, it's just really nice. Okay. Please listen to that one.
Cool. Finn?
Bam.
All right. Well, pal, let's start with the entertainment news just for fans of Avatar The Last Airbender. First of all, Rika G, got to ask, you've seen the show? Are you a fan of Avatar The Last Airbender or even Legend of Korra?
I've seen the show. I actually did not finish it, but I did watch a huge chunk of it. So okay. I'm, you know.
I dabble
in it. Go ahead.
Would you be a earth, fire, wind, no, air or water bender?
I feel like I would be earth.
Earth bender. Dude, I'm an earth bender too.
Earth or water, because, you know, I'm a water sign. I'm a okay. Pisces.
So the live
action. Look, I'm a Pisces. Okay. I know you're a Sag.
You're co-Pisces. I'm on the cusp, Sag, excuse me. I'm on the cusp.
No, wait lang. No, but where do you relate the most? Sag? I feel like
I guess so, but what's the difference between Sag and Capricorn? I feel like I'm on the cusp, right? So I don't know.
Yeah.
Whichever one benefits me the most.
I know. I mean, you can only answer that. Only you.
Okay, yeah. I guess. But yeah, as the live action Netflix show Avatar: The Last Airbender, the series that they're making, they finally cast the actors who are going to be playing Aang, Katara, Sokka, and Zuko. Now, do you remember there was a few months ago there was controversy? Because the creators of the Avatar like animated show, they left the production of the Netflix because their views didn't really align. Right? I think we even talked about it as a TT. So it's still, I mean, so now you're you know, as a fan of the show, you're like, oh fuck, I hope Netflix doesn't fuck it up, right? Because Netflix makes, I think they make pretty good shows, but their movies are whatever for the most part. So hopefully that trend continues. But they've cast the four people. So let's just read their names. I don't know most of them. I don't know any of them. But the casting, they are casting at the right age. Like they are like 12 years old, 11 years. Like they look they're 12. Yeah. So the dude playing Aang, his name is Gordon Cormier. Okay. And then there is a girl named Kiawentio Tarbell who will play Katara. And Ian Ousley will play her brother Sokka. So if you look at the pictures, they look really good.
Similar?
Super similar, man. Ooh. Super similar. Even the hair, the guy who plays Sokka, if you look at the headshots that they use, it looks good. And then there's some guy named Dallas Liu, L-I-U, is playing Zuko. Dude, you have to look at the pictures. They really, I mean, except for the guy who plays Aang, he's not bald yet. But the rest of them look like what I would imagine a real life character from Avatar would look like.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. If you remember, did you watch the M. Night Shyamalan? We don't really talk about that, but it's bad.
What do you mean?
The M. Night Shyamalan movie, the Avatar Last Airbender live movie that was...
No, I didn't watch that.
Oh, it's so, so, so bad. So... But if you look at the casting, it looks good. They even, you know, see the girl who plays Katara, she's part of like she comes from a tribe or something. So like, you know, you've seen the show, right? So even Katara and Sokka come from that kind of like indigenous tribe. I hope I'm using the right terminology. So that's just exciting. It's exciting news for me and for all the fans out there. Have you seen Legend of Korra though?
No, I have not. I have not seen a single episode. I'm sorry.
Oh, I think it's on Netflix. If it's not Netflix Philippines, it's on Netflix USA. Okay. I think it's like a continuation of the Avatar show. But I guess since you didn't finish it, maybe it wouldn't really. Well, I actually, truth be told, I watched Legend of Korra before I watched Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's out of order, but I did it. And I actually like Legend of Korra better than Avatar: The Last Airbender, which is a very...
I actually know a lot of people who share the same sentiment.
Really? It's a super unpopular opinion. Like, people are like, no, Legend of Korra is not as good as Avatar: The Last Airbender, blah, blah, blah.
My brother Bojo, I think, likes that show.
He likes Korra better?
I don't know, but I think he likes it.
Okay. I'll have to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, to all the Leche fans out there, let us know what you think about the casting. We do have our Facebook group, the Halala Show or Halala Show Leche Fam, and let us know what you think. Okay, wapow,
wapow.
Let's talk about COVID, and well, actually, let's talk about first let's do the COVID thing from Cebu.
Okay,
Rika G found this article about the governor of Cebu, who's now requiring personal air purifiers for PUV drivers and conductors. So a personal air purifier, you might have seen them on some people. It's like a necklace. It's like worn on their neck.
And it's rechargeable.
Yeah.
And you just turn it on. And apparently it purifies the air around you, just around you, like individually. Mm. And I don't know why, but like, I don't know. Like, they had to point out the fact that, you know, it's just 200 pesos to 300 pesos, you know, when you buy it. But still, I mean, it's not because the drivers and the groups, you know, of groups of drivers are actually saying that it's just a band-aid solution, which I kind of agree.
Yeah, I saw like some people wearing it. I was like, what does that do? And then they explained it to me. It's like it's supposed to, you know, catch the virus or whatever, right? Neutralize it, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about that one, friend. Like, I don't know if it would really be effective. I mean,
it's actually kind of in the same vein as wearing a face shield for me.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't hurt if you have it, but it doesn't solve the problem.
Yeah.
Right. And it actually in turn, it actually just makes us what do you call this? Like spend more money.
Yeah. I think that it was like there is even a thing a few months ago, like when at the height of COVID, when air purifiers were being sold, whatever, and they were being marketed as like, you know, this will definitely protect you against the coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. Like the DOH didn't endorse it, right? Like the DOH doesn't endorse it. So, yeah, I think it's the gastos. But who's to say? I mean, maybe they have the best intentions, the man, because it's taking place this Monday. So August 16, if you're listening to this on the day of the release, it's happening today in Cebu. And according to the article, the governor encouraged the drivers to purchase the personal air purifiers through a supplier in Cebu, which he recommended since it was affordable. So there you can take your own assumptions. Like, is it, you know.
Okay, that's a little sketch.
It's a little bit sketch, bro.
It's a little sketch,
but, you know, we're not going to say anything. I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. Make your own conclusion. You can draw conclusions from that if you like. But, of course, you don't jump to conclusions either. So, you know.
But I'm already there.
prices of personal air purifiers, according to Rappler, range from 280 pesos to 2,000 pesos. Which the PUV drivers and conductors, some say, could not afford them, according to Greg Perez, chairperson of the Pinagkaisang Samahan ng Mga Super at Operator Nationwide, or PISTON, Cebu Chapter. So there is a little bit of pushback from the driver slash conductor side because of this. And I get why. I see why they would be opposed to this. But who knows? I mean, it could be effective, right? I mean,
because like I said, it doesn't hurt that you have all of these things to protect you.
Yeah.
It's just that
making it mandatory.
Why is it up to us?
Yeah.
Why is it only up to us?
Yeah.
You know, we also need some help from you guys who hold all of our money and then not spend it.
Nice segue. Wapow.
Wapow.
All right, man. Speaking of money, bro, the COA, or the Commission on Audit, did their audit for the budget of 2020 for DOH. And they have found, according to Rappler, that the DOH had unspent 59 billion pesos of the 2020 budget, which actually accounts for almost 30% of their total budget. So it was left unspent from last year, which is pretty crazy. That is a lot. Ooh. You can see on Twitter and whatever, everywhere, where people are making infographics of, you know, what the money could have been spent on. And it really amounts to thousands, thousands, thousands upon thousands of vaccines, healthcare, whatever, you know, a lot of, you know, whatever was needed in healthcare. So it just makes you wonder, why wasn't it spent? Why wasn't it spent?
Hopefully it's still there to be spent.
Yeah. So, you know, apparently it says, according to the article, that it was reported that it was returned to the treasury, but who knows, right? The billions of pesos that have remained not obligated and disbursed at year end, and funds that were reverted back to the national treasury, are counter beneficial to the continuing efforts towards ensuring access to basic public health services, according to the COA. So, yeah, the COA is saying that, according to that statement, that whatever wasn't used should have been reverted back to the national treasury. But because it was reverted back to the national treasury, sayang din yung ano, it didn't help our situation here. And as you can see, we're in ECQ. So maybe we might not have been in ECQ because of if we use these funds. But it also identified so much, Rikaji. Like, there's so much. Like, if you read the whole article, the audit report identified these unspent funds as 24.6 billion in unobligated allotments, or money that is not assigned to any specific program, 34 billion in unpaid obligations, or money that was not paid to suppliers or contractors. Mm-hmm. State auditors also found 9 billion that had to be returned to the Bureau of Treasury by the DOH Central Office. So there are people not getting paid either. Like, you know, the 34 billion not paid to suppliers, contractors, or as manpower compensation. So they might have hired people and then not paid them?
Not pay them,
yeah. What the fuck, man? It's like infuriating. Like, why?
I know. It's infuriating, but you know what? If you think about it, it's like, I don't know, parang hindi siya binibigyan ng masyadong, what do you call this? Like, hindi siya parang nagiging big deal.
It's not trending?
I don't know. It's not like, di ba? Parang it trended maybe like a day, but, you know, people aren't talking about it. And I'm like, What are you guys trying to hide?
I think it's sad. I think it's sad that maybe the reason it didn't trend is because, like, they already expected it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not surprising. Oh, yeah,
that's a sad fact. That's always sad. A sad fact that we're like, sanay na kami, but we're not supposed to. You know what I mean? It's, frustrating.
Crazy, man. So you can look at all the numbers and whatnot. You can, you know, of course, do your own research, but we're just reading what was reported over the last week and throughout the weekend. But damn, man, fucking 59 billion pesos. Where did it go, bro?
The only way that this becomes a big deal, and because it is a big deal, is to just keep talking about it, you know?
It's going
to
be a huge thing, man.
Accountability.
It's going to be a huge topic of discussion for the elections next year.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be...
Exactly.
I'm sure one of the questions that will be posed to every candidate is, how do we make sure na hindi masayang yung budget ng whatever, DOH, or what is your... plans for, you know, a future sort of pandemic style situation. It's going to be huge, man. It's going to be really big. So register to vote and whatnot, right?
Because if you think about it, what we're, you know, experiencing right now, it's a health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we doing with the money that was allotted for, you know, the health department?
Yeah.
Right?
And why are we not paying contractors, bro? Why are we not paying staff? It's wild. Anyway, we just gotta hope for the best and hopefully choose better leaders in 2022. Anything else you want to say about this, Rika? GG.
That's it, man.
Wapow. All right, we got one odd
diva.
Odd
is diva. That the right?
I think so. I'm not sure. Odd diva, where we talk about weird, crazy stuff. And Rika G found something about aliens, man.
Okay, fine. Okay, so there's this time traveler from the year 2714. I don't even know how we're gonna say it in that year.
2714.
And okay, so this time traveler made a video sharing details of an upcoming alien invasion, saying that a spaceship will land during the Perseid. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Perseid meteor shower.
Okay.
So the year 2714. We're not gonna be alive by then, right?
No.
Are we? No, we're not.
No, no way, bro. That's 700 years from now.
700 years.
No fun.
But I mean, we can't really contest anything because it's all like everyone's everyone that's alive today will not be alive by the year 2714. I don't know how you say it naturally.
Yeah.
But this was on,
TikTok.
I feel like at this point, if somebody says that, I'd be like, okay, fine, let's just let it be. Because nobody will know. Okay. Yeah. There's no point in arguing.
Right. So this guy who said it, it was on TikTok. The account name was Aesthetic Time Warper. What a cool name, by the way. I mean, just so peace of mind for anyone who might have been even scared of this, he said that it was going to happen last Wednesday. So it actually, obviously it didn't happen. But first of all, why would he choose TikTok? I guess it would be the quickest way to spread, right?
I guess so. Also, it says here that so something amazing will happen tomorrow, which nothing really happened, but it will lead to a war that begins in 2025. And that is in 4 years, my friend.
The tomorrow war, bro.
The tomorrow war.
What's going to happen?
You know what?
I bet you the aliens landed and they're just in the ice right now, bro.
You know what happened? He got drunk one Wednesday night and uploaded this one video and said, something great will happen tomorrow. And then the next day it blew up and he's like, oh, fuck. Shit. What did I just do?
He doubled down, right? He's like, I gotta do this now.
I mean, like, might as well make a
right
video.
What if he was right?
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. You can't really say anything because we're all going to be dead by then. And there's no point in, arguing about it.
Yeah, I've always wondered about time travel, right? Like, there's got to, like, if time travel really existed, like, if it ever will ever be invented, which I honestly don't think it will, there must have been already definitive proof by now, because if time travel is real, then someone would have been able to come back here already and tell us, right? Unless they don't want to fuck with the butterfly effect or whatever. Like, I get maybe that would prevent people from wanting to do that. But in the, you know, it's gotta, it would have happened by now, right? I don't know.
That's so how you're saying you don't believe in time travel?
No, no way.
Because I feel like it's possible.
I don't think so, man.
Dude, you know what? I feel like some you know, underground physicist is working on it. We don't know. Dark. And here's the thing. You can't go forward, right? Into the future. You can only go back, right?
Well, so no, why not possible. Though? Why can't you go into the forward though? I mean, like,
because you can't make up stuff, but what already happened, you can go back to it.
Wait, right? Forward back. Like, let's say you time travel back. Do you believe you can go back to your present date if you're from the future?
Which is the future.
Right.
So dude.
I'm saying you should be able to go forward. You can't just go one way.
No, you can't because it already happened. That future is still past because it already happened.
Okay.
I'm saying future meaning something know. Okay. Something that hasn't, you know, materialized yet. So is it not the
No but because if let's say the time traveler comes back, right, into our year, like he lands on your doorstep, he's like, Rika G, I'm from the year 2700, here's my time machine, can you go forward? Because he's from a future, but it's not, you don't know it, you're not from that future, so like it doesn't exist. No,
I feel like you can't.
But he can.
But he can.
Ah, okay.
Because
okay.
he already, right. you know.
I get it.
Also, why are we saying he? It can be a woman.
It could be. It could be an alien. It could be a dog.
Exactly.
A talking dog, man. You know? But yeah, I don't know. I firmly believe if time travel already was invented in the future, that we would already have proof of it today
somehow. Like, you know what? I think it's possible that a thing can be sent. Into the can time travel from to the past,
like physical objects, not people.
Not people.
I could maybe kind of see that. I'd have to believe in teleportation first, like teleporting objects to, you know what I mean, like teleporting, right? So
yeah,
if they create that, then maybe I could start believing more in time travel, because the way it works, right? Like passing things through time and space. If they can pass things through space, then maybe maybe they can do it through time.
See,
but it's weird. The fabrics of time are so hard to explain. Anyway,
you know, like a random like sock.
Right.
That does not match with any of your socks.
Yeah.
Could be from the future.
Yeah, just like where the fuck?
That was sent to the past, which is you don't know that. Random sock, and you're like, you're wondering, that is not my sock. It's not fit my foot. You know, it doesn't go with my other socks. It must have been sent from the future, dude.
Damn. You're right. So anyway, the aliens, you know, nothing crazy happened on August 11, but they said, according to TikTok aesthetic time warper, that in 4 years, there's going to be a war. So we'll just have to wait.
We literally had the full on.
Anyway, that's the podcast for today, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway. Thanks for, you know, always supporting us. Don't forget to follow us or to hit the follow button on Spotify.
Yeah.
And to email us at thehalohaloshow@gmail.com.
Yeah. Okay? We just shouting out some people on IG. Hello to Banana Q Podcast. Hello to Chef Chefan, to Gian Amida, Gab Wants You, to Vinton, I don't know, VNTCSN, Yoshi Lagio, VC Lau, Jagged Julius, you know, I missed, I think, from last week as well. Hedonist Kiddo, Z Luistro, Benny Cass, One Angel Less, oh, cool name, and Bomba Chits on IG. We also have a Facebook group, Hala Hala Show Leche Fam, if you want to discuss stuff that we talk about on the mix, or if you just want to, you know, talk with the other Leche fans there. It's very active, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people post there, and
super active group.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I mean, hopefully you guys are also connecting and having fun. So cool.
Indeed. All right, that's the podcast. Extra song. Bye bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.